Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it is an honor to have our next guest in the studio to talk a little hockey and to talk about what we are doing this Bruins season here at WEEI. Please welcome, I would call them not only the voices, but the faces of Bruins hockey here in New England, Judd Surratt and Billy Jaffe. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us. Awesome.
How we doing?
It's an honor.
How we doing today?
All good.
All right.
Awesome.
Well,
awesome weather out. It's hockey weather now.
It is hockey weather.
Sorry, Wiggy. A little chilly, maybe.
Yeah.
You're a hockey guy. So.
I am a hockey guy, yeah. But I'd rather live in Florida. I take the heat over this any day.
We are hoping that it remains baseball weather for just a little longer.
Hello, Connolly Early. Let's go.
Yeah, right? We need him. We need him to step up big. We need him to step up big. So, we have a couple things going on, which we're really excited about with you guys, which I want to talk about in a minute here at the radio station. But I did want to get you both on record at what, because I've been going back and forth on this in my head a million times. What is, in your mind, a reasonable expectation for this Bruins team heading into the season?
You want to give it a start?
Okay. Sure. Do I think, I think that they can battle for the playoffs. I think that they have to grind. It's going to be a grind season in the sense of as they reset, remodel a little bit, their team, their systems, their structure, their culture a little bit, because you're talking a whole new group of players and a whole new group, not just new, but new positions for players that are returning, i.e. leadership roles, the McAvoys, the Pastas, et cetera, and others. I think reasonable expectations are battling for that, you know, 7, 8, 9 spot. And, the reality is, though, it's going to be grind fest this season,
yeah.
In my take.
Yeah.
I'll let Judd speak in a sec. It's a grind fest. It's a different system. You'll see a different neutral zone play, which has to be better. Their structure in their own zone has to be better. And then if you want to get the individuals, we don't have time for that. But we know many players that are in key positions have to be better than they were last year. Last year's done. Get it out of your system. Now reset. But it's going to be a grind. And I think, you know, you're talking give or take plus minus the 8 spot.
I think two things can be true. If all of a sudden you're pulling up to the gas station and you run into Don Sweeney and you ask him while he's filling up his tank, well, what do you think about the team? I think he would admit to you two things. We're going to be a work in progress, but at the same time, if the Bruins can get back to their identity, if they can defend every night, you know, so can Swayman respond? Can he come back to the form that we saw maybe two seasons ago in the playoffs against Toronto and Florida? What sort of impact does Hampus Lindholm and Charlie McAvoy coming back have on the team as a whole? Is the penalty killing back? Then I think Billy's exactly right. I want to get, because his nickname is Jack, by the way. We'll get to that story here in a
okay,
second.
Yeah.
For me, it's
yeah.
Jack. But if they can defend, they're in every game, every single night, and then they have a chance to compete for a playoff spot. It's a high bar. But it is achievable.
But besides Pasta and Geeky, where do the goals come from, though?
Well, they have to manufacture more. There's no question they're going to have to manufacture more. You're hoping that you get more input from your back end. You hope that the McAvoys, the Lindholms, help push points from the back end. And you're going to have to find that secondary scoring. And you know what, Greg? You might see a lot more, in theory or in reality, 2-1 games.
Yeah.
For this year. I think you almost, when I say you hope that, because you've got to figure out more scoring. There's no question about it. But you have to get back to defending better, structure better. You have to. Is it going to be the sexiest hockey, so to speak, wide open, fire wagon hockey? No,
it's not.
But you have to get, last year was so porous at times and so different than what we're used to seeing right around here. that you have to take that year to reset. You have to and restructure, and that's what it is. And it's a big year. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's an easy thing. No, this is a big year to redo all those things. And so then you got to find your goals. To your point, you hope that you're hoping that Pavel Zacha can elevate his game from last year. Whether it's the Matei Blumel, the kid that from the American League that they're seemingly putting in, you know, the lineup to create some goals.
Makes the team.
But you're
remains to be seen. Watch tonight if you get a chance.
It's all that. And you don't hide from it, but you say, are you going to see a team scoring 3+ goals a year on average? Probably not.
There's going to be a greater emphasis, I think, on the power play. And the power play last year, I think it was like 26th or 27th in the league.
That wasn't good.
If they can even just get to average, where it's halfway, right in the middle of the league. It's 16th.
And that's why they brought in Steve Spott.
That's going to make a significant difference.
Yeah, yeah. I've known Spotter forever.
I think another guy who's going to provide a little bit more production this year, who is healthy, at least at this point as we start the season, is Elias Lindholm. Last year, I think that back injury was a lot more serious than we really thought in training camp. And the other thing that you have to remember with the way that he started and the way that David Pastrnak started, Pasta did not get off to a good start at all. And when you ask those two guys, and Pasta in particular, like, why didn't it work? Why didn't it work with you and Elias Lindholm at the beginning of the season? He's like, I wasn't very good. I was coming off of an injury. Obviously, he's dealing with stuff. This is his first team. He had a serious back injury to the point where they actually thought about shutting him down. But he preferred to rehab it. He got better in December. Those two guys were put back together after the trade deadline, and it clicked. I think his production will be better, and if they can just get that production up on the man advantage and just a little bit overall,
right,
better 5-on-5 and defend. Again, we're talking about a lot of ifs, but if they're able to do it, I think they can compete.
The Swayman thing to me is the biggest because, is he a legit number one? Because there's really nobody else. And then can he carry that workload for a full season?
I think so, but we have to see it. We have to see it this year. I do. I think so. I think to Judd's point about the playoffs two seasons ago where he showed himself, I think, and I sure hope that that's the real Swayman because that's what we all saw developing. I think that's what we all expected and signed the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Razor, Ray Kroft, when he comes, he can talk about it much better than either of us being a former NHL goalie. He always talks about the going from kind of the guy to being the guy, and no matter what you're being paid, there's always a transition part of that of that process. And I think last year was such a whacked out year for Jeremy between the contract and the expectation, blah blah blah, all that. But you know what? You got to go through it. Now, let's hope that he's through it.
But if you're saying they got to manufacture goals because maybe they don't have the elite high end talent, aren't you basically relying on him to carry this team?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what do you say?
As long as McAvoy can stay healthy for a full season.
But what do you say to fans that say, well, wait a minute, what if Linus was maybe a key to Jeremy being so good two seasons ago, and that's why we saw such a dip last season?
Well, but Courtney, I do think that there's a lot of truth to that, but with the way that Swayman played in the playoffs versus the way Linus Ullmark played in the playoffs, it really sort of forced your hand at that point. I think what they're hoping is that Jonas Korpisalo will get more of an opportunity to play. If he earns that opportunity to be able to push Jeremy Swayman, even Don Sweeney had mentioned, we talk about the goaltending excellence department. It didn't have quite the excellence that I really wanted last season. So I think that that's going to definitely help with the Bruins. But if you look at last season, it was off the rails before it started. This was a team that talked about a disjointed training camp, a disjointed preseason. They played way too many preseason games. Remember, this club had to go up and play a game in Quebec City. And then come back. It never really got on track. I think one of the bellwethers here early in the season, all right, how does Swayman play? How do the Bruins defend? How do they get through October? Because they've got some tough games.
Well, one of the things you said, Judd, was identity. What is the identity of this team? Because it's not the identity that we all have known.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And come to love the Big Bad Bruins, and it's not the identity of the new hockey in really 2025 where you got elite scorers. And other than Pastrnak, I mean, you look at where are your elite scorers, where are your elite skill players. I don't know. So what is their identity?
I think it's two things specifically. The Bruins have to be able to defend and be a stingy team and be a hard out. I don't think there's any question from the top on down that they were bothered, not only the fact that they were losing games, but how they were losing games last year.
Billy brought up culture, and I think it's interesting when you look at Marco Sturm. What type of culture do you think he can put in place for these guys?
I've loved his communication. I've loved his, right, we know that it's more important maybe to know what you aren't than what you are. And he's working on stuff that he says, look, to Judd's point about a hard out, like, we got to be tougher in the neutral zone. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about me. I'm watching it and like, the neutral zone. They're working on that. Because if you give up the neutral zone and give it your own blue line, you're backing in, et cetera. Next thing you know, you're running around in your own zone. Okay. And then the current protecting the middle of the ice last year was, it wasn't there. It just wasn't. So now they're working on that too. So what are they, culture wise, let's be tougher to play against. Okay. It's kind of cliche, but it's true. You have to be. Let's understand that we have to take advantage of the offense that we get. But if we're thinking that we're just shooting the zone and we're trying to do, to Wiggy's point, not having those high-flying offensive guys all throughout the lineup, we have to be responsible wherever we are. It's just this mentality. Marco's brought up a ton of energy to these preseason, this training camp, these preseason games. I love it because I find him in that sweet spot of age, like mid, what is he, like 46, 47? And he played about 1,000 games in the league, so he has all this street cred to where the vets look at him and they're like, we know Marco. He was beloved by everybody that he played with. He was one of those guys, yeah. Right? Because that's how he played how he wants the team to play. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smart, hard, determined, effort, et cetera. But the young guys also look at him and say, he's not that old. He's not like a 60-something-year-old coach, and, he can relate to us as well. And he's really brought the energy. He's yelled at him a bit. I mean, legit yell, not coach yell, yeah, not fake coach yell. I mean, he's yelled at him, given him, and he lost his voice during camp.
He did.
Yeah. It's so far, it's been good. Court doesn't mean it's going to be great all season.
Yeah.
Again, I keep using the term rebuild, retool. This is not retool, reset. This is not a full teardown. Like, we're not doing that. You got to be careful if you do that. You become Buffalo.
Anybody show enough energy to be an actual captain on this team yet? I mean,
to me, it's, yeah, no, Pasta, I think, has been phenomenal.
It's just weird to me. Like, you're going into the season without a captain.
See, it doesn't bother me.
Well,
it doesn't bother me.
You
play, it doesn't bother me. Does it bother you?
No, not necessarily. It's not that uncommon around the league. I know it hasn't happened here in Boston since Jason Allison left for the LA Kings back in 2001. You know, I think if you talk to the Bruins, one of the things that they'll bring up is, okay, who wore the C in 70 and 72? And the Bruins didn't have a captain, per se, between 67 and 73. I think that at some point, a captain will develop out of this group. I understand. Very different group. You know, and some of that had to do with Harry Sinden way back in the day coming in.
Yeah.
But Wiggy and Courtney, to your point, how the culture develops, we can talk about identity, how they defend, how hard they are to play against. But the big picture is, how does this function? Because if you look at the Bruins here in the last 20 years, they probably haven't been in this spot really since around the time that Chara got here in 2006. So what is it going to look like? If you talk with Poster, Charlie McAvoy, or Hampus Lindholm, or some of the other veterans, how is this leadership group going to function in the room to create the culture that you need to be successful?
Well, I appreciate you guys coming by this morning, and a couple things that we want to announce. Number one is, Judd, you're going to join us every Thursday during the season.
Look forward to it.
And we will talk hockey with you every Thursday. And then on Saturday mornings, as I believe a lead-in to the Ken and Curtis show.
Curtis and Len show.
8 o'clock.
Yep.
Morning Brew.
Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Jaffe and Razor. And yep. I believe we can announce we can announce now, sitting in the third seat.
Dale here.
What's up, Dale?
I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, we are too.
Wow, big news. That'll be an awkward crossover.
I think the question on everybody's mind Thursday and Saturday mornings, or at least for me, that I'll be banging all year long, is the $20 million question. What do the Bruins need to do to get Connor McDavid? Because it doesn't look like he's going to re-sign with Edmonton.
I'll bet you he does.
You think so?
I bet you he signs a 3 or 4 year deal.
Short-term,
three
big
or
money.
Four?
Yeah.
After what the kid from Minnesota just got, though?
Yeah, well, he'll get 18 to 20 a year.
Short-term, big-time money.
He'll
really?
He'll get 20 a year in Edmonton.
You don't want Jack Eichel here?
No, I like Wiggy Connor McDavid.
Wiggy also wants Shohei to sign with the Bruins.
I think he can play.
Wiggy thought we were getting Juan Soto.
Yeah, I want all those guys.
He's ever hopeful.
I think the Pats can trade for Mahomes.
But isn't that what the NHL needs to get Connor McDavid out of Edmonton, where you can never see him play, put him on the East Coast, one of the, you know, original six teams. Right? Isn't that what NHL wants? Because people don't realize how good he is because we never get to see him play.
Let's keep feeding the fire. If Wayne Gretzky can get traded, Connor McDavid can.
Yes, it can happen. All right, guys. Yep. Thank you very much. We're looking forward
First
to it.
First one is this Saturday.
Saturday, 8 a.m.
8 to 9, right. Full hour.
Okay.
Morning Brew Saturdays, we're calling it. The pod that Razor and I have been doing for 5-6 years now.
Okay.
Bringing it to the air.
Take calls and
do we'll have a seg. I think we'll have a short segment of that. Absolutely. Yeah, it's been great. We're looking forward to it.
I was hoping to still get a Craig Stadler story.
What's that?
I was still hoping to get a Craig Stadler story. You, Brick, and Craig Stadler?
At Jay Miller's wedding? Oh, yes. We had a marvelous time, me and Brick, and I remember it.
How was the walrus?
And Craig Stadler. I mean, he looks great for his age. I mean, I think he's a little long in the tooth at this point, but aren't we all really?
You don't have to say for his age.
I mean, he doesn't look anything like he did when he was playing.
That's good.
On the tour.
That's good.
It's really, I don't know if it is. You have to see him.
Oh, really?
He might look better now than he was back then.
Ozempic?
I gotta give it to the man.
That works.
He still enjoys a good glass of wine, Craig Stadler. Yeah,
I must say, what a perfect nickname. He looks just like a walrus.
He does, doesn't he?
Yes,
he
Holy does. Cow.
Oh, you're just looking at it now.
Yeah, my lord.
Yeah. But Brick is, you like working. Brick is the best.
Oh, my
I
God.
Love Brick.
He's awesome.
So fortunate. Known him for 30 years. Like, he and Beersy were still playing.
Yeah, and he loves his golf, Brick.
Loves
his golf. All right, guys. Thank you. We're looking forward
Before he goes, a lot of people on Twitch asking where Jaffe got his sweatshirt.
Oh.
This came from it's a Boston Warriors hockey. They sent it to us, but they're veterans that play. And I used to be involved with another group that morphed into this group. And so they sent it to us last year. So go check out, I think it's bostonwarriors.org, but don't quote me on it. They're great guys.
That is sweet.
Yeah, they have hats and sweatshirts, and they sent it to us, and anything we can do to help support.
Yeah, I have a double X maybe
if they're listening, they will send you one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, walrus.
You find it?
Yeah, you
found
it. You nailed it.
Yeah, they're great people. Yes. And I used to do a big thing with called Skate for the 22, which was for suicide prevention for veterans and stuff. And then that group, a lot of them went into this group. And so always happy to rep.
It's a good one.
Thanks.
Oh, somebody is actually on the line who can get us the sweatshirt. Hello?
Dale here.
Okay. All right. Guys,
we love Dale.
See you guys.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
It's great to see you guys. All right, and we will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.